We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this guy knows something about it because he was on that Colt team that beat Mark Sanchez that day. Yeah, and that's right. Antoine Bethea.
Right.
And he's brought to you by Toyota Dear Driver, Hurry In and Save. Toyota, let's go places. And also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
You know, and we're talking Antoine Bethea. You know, let me ask you this, we bring up that season, the 09 Colt season, when you guys went to the Super Bowl and you wound up losing to New Orleans. When you guys were basically ordered to lay down in that game because they didn't want you to go undefeated, which I still don't understand that. I mean, against the Jets, which really was the game that got the Jets into the playoffs, and they decided to sit Peyton Manning for the second half of that game. Who was the quarterback? Painter? Was that the guy?
Curtis Painter?
Curtis Painter. Yeah. I mean, how did you feel about that as a player, Antoine?
It was tough because, like you said, we were 14-0.
Yep.
We were going into that game, knowing that we could beat those guys. So, for us, but you know, it's something that we still talk about to this day with some of the older guys. You know, for them to pull us out, you know, in the second half, and then we ended up, you know, obviously we ended up losing our last two games of the season. But then coming back in the playoffs and ended up beating the Jets in the playoffs, it was one of them things that we wish we could have, you know, see where the road could have took us, where it could have led us to, if we could have finished the regular season undefeated. But, you know, it was one of those things. It was kind of out of the player's hand.
Right, yeah. but the team, and because you could see, I remember watching that game, and Peyton Manning was very upset that had happened.
Yeah.
But overall, the guys on that team were not happy about that decision, right?
No, we wanted to go for the 16-0, and
sure.
I think we had
of course you did.
To do it. You know, we had the Jets that game, and then we had Buffalo the following week. So
right.
We felt we had a good, you know, in our hearts, we thought we could, you know, finish the regular season 16-0.
What's funny, I know it didn't work out that way because you guys won the game, but you allowed the Jets into the playoffs, and the ultimate would have been...
And you took them out.
Right, the Jets. Well, the ultimate would have been the Jets taking the Colts out after the Colts basically allowed them in. But hey, you guys are the better team. So,
yeah, no question.
It is what it is. As far as Sunday's concerned, let's go right back to the start of this game. Cardinals had a very long, sustained drive. They converted on a fourth down. I think it was like a 13-play drive. What happened to start this game as Arizona was able to march down the field and really set the tone early by getting 7 early against you guys?
I think, you know, going back looking at the film, man, you know, we first down with a solid first, second down. You know, they converted third down, fourth down. I think that's kind of been one of my Achilles heels where we're not getting off the field on third down. And that's one of the things that kind of, you know, we continuously talk about, like getting off the field on third down. But that was kind of momentum, but that was kind of our Achilles heel, like I just said, where the first two drives, we weren't able to get off the field on third down.
You know, and it's interesting because you watch that game, and the quarterback really did very little. I mean, I know in the first half he was throwing the ball a lot more, but he only threw for 104 yards in the entire game. And, you know, you guys got hurt. Obviously, the turnovers hurt you in this game. There's no doubt about that. But you also got hurt by their running game with Edmonds, who had a huge game. How about that, Antoine?
That hurt us. You know, we weren't able to stop the run. Obviously, it was, you know, hurting us with a lot of misdirection, jet motion, pulling, toss plays, and things of that nature. But, you know, Chase, he came in, stepped in, you know, did a good job for them. But that was one of the things that, you know, you can't win the NFL if you can't stop the run.
I want to go back to a play that I don't even blame the coach for challenging. It was the pass interference against Janoris Jenkins. And I'm trying to remember where you were on the play or what your view was for this play. But I'll tell you, and I'm sure you've seen the film now, it was not pass interference. I mean, it was just an absolute BS call, and Shurmur challenges it, and the officials, like they've done all season long, say, yeah, we're not going to overturn it. What do you want to have happen now as a player? If you're called for a pass interference and you know it wasn't a PI, would you still want your coach to say, hey, challenge it anyway, even though they're overturning nothing at this point?
Man, that's tough. As a player, of course, you know, you want the coach to challenge it. But like you said, like as we can see, the course of what's happening in the league, you know, the calls aren't being overturned. But as a player, like you said, you know, I was in the post, I'm running towards the ball where Janoris is at. Obviously, like, you know, when you go back and look at it, it's not a pass interference. Even talking to the ref who threw the flag, after you see the replay on the jumbo screen, he said, well, in live time, I thought it was a pass interference. And even when he looked at it, he said, well, that was my mistake, but they still didn't overturn it. So as a player, of course, I want the coach to challenge it. But like you said, where the league is going with it, I guess they're telling the guys just to, you know, keep the call that's called on the initial play.
Talking to Antoine Bethea, the Giants, as they get ready for their game with the Lions in Detroit this week. Very curious at the end of the game, and I just want to get your thoughts on what you were thinking about this. You know, that it's 24-21, you got the ball, it's a third and whatever it was, 18, and they run it, you know, Sherman runs a draw play with Barkley, gets 3 yards. Okay, fine. All right, I understand that call to a degree. Okay, maybe you catch them flat-footed, they think it's going to be a pass, let's see. You know, maybe we get 10, 12 yards on a play, and then we go for it on fourth down. But that's not how it played out. I think he got 3 yards on it. So now you're looking at a fourth and 15. And I was stunned. I got to tell you this, Antoine. I don't know what you're thinking, but I was shocked that Shermer doesn't punt there. I forget how much time. I think it was like over 3 minutes. You still had two timeouts and a two-minute warning. And I couldn't believe that there was no punt. Now, you, to your guys' credit, you held them to a field goal there. Even though you guys didn't get it on fourth down, the defense holds them to the field goal to still give you you know your offense a chance at the end. But I mean, were you surprised there was no punt in that situation, Antoine?
Is he there?
Uh oh, Antoine.
I think he cut out.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Wow. Did you hear my question?
Yeah. That was scary.
I heard you.
I thought maybe you want to answer the question, so let me get out of here.
Nah. As a defensive player, man, you know my job is to go out there and do my job. So obviously, you know, coach, he called the play that he called. And I think it was along the lines of what you just kind of mentioned, you know, third down, catch him off guard.
Right.
Run a draw, you know, thinking that, you know, they know that we're in a passing situation, so they might just drop bottom pass coverage. Like you said, get Saquon the ball. Who knows what could happen? You can limit the yards where it's fourth down, and now you can make some things happen. But like you said, it didn't happen that way. So, maybe coach would decide to do something different. I don't know. But, you know, as far as defensive player, man, we got to just go out there and do our job and keep the opposing team out the end zone.
Well, you did.
To your guys' credit, you held him, and Kyler Murray ran out of bounds too, which was a huge play.
Yes,
turned out not to matter, but it was huge in the moment.
Right.
But you guys defensively, after you went down 17-0, I mean, you were a lot better. I think the only touchdown you gave up is when they had half a field after the turnover. What was the biggest adjustment that you guys made? Because after down 17-0, it was a much better performance as a unit by your defense.
Man, we've been dealing with that this issue all season where we start flat, and then we'll play three and a half quarters really well. We won't play a quarter really well. And that's kind of how it happened this past Sunday. We didn't play the first quarter really well, but the last three quarters we played fairly well. And it's just one of them things that we still can't put, you know, our finger on it. Like, why are we coming out, you know, I'm not going to say slow, but why are teams going down the field on us? It wasn't really any changes that we made. I think it was more of, you know, attention to detail once we went to the locker room and, you know, we showing each other, you know, what this is what they're doing, this is what we're not doing. I just think it's one of them things that we look at what they're doing, what we're not doing, and we're correcting it. And then obviously, you know, the second half, we're playing a little better. But again, you know, it's one of them things that we got to look ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves, like, why aren't we doing this for a full game?
You know, you look at a situation like that, and I'm just looking at it from a fan point of view, Antoine, and I saw the same thing happen last night in the Jet game. You know, you guys, the Cardinals get the ball, they go right down the field and drive right down the field, a seven-minute drive, whatever it is, and they put the ball in the end zone. And you're sitting there as a fan, you know, on the opening drive, and you're sitting there as a fan, you say, man, oh, my God, I mean, they don't look like they're ready to play today. That's the first thing that goes through your mind as a fan. You know, you see your defense out on the field. You see the offense just go down the field on an extended drive. You know, they hit a bunch of third downs, and they put the ball in the end zone. And you're saying to yourself, oh, my God. I mean, as a fan, you're saying, boy, they don't look ready to play today. How would you answer something like that, Antoine? I mean, I know you guys are ready, but I mean, it doesn't look like it. How do you answer that?
I mean, you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As a fan, you know, fans are going to have their opinions. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right, right.
And that's part of it. Fans are going to have their opinions where, you know, they're not ready to play. But at the end of the day, you know, we know the work that we put in during the week. Obviously, you know, like you said, from a fans' perspective, it might not look like that on that drive. But, you know, some things you just don't answer. You know, you let a fan talk and say what they want to say. But, you know, we know the work that we put in. We know what we're trying to get accomplished. So, if anybody, you know, it's the guys in the field that don't want that to happen. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. No, of course. Right.
We
right,
out there,
right.
like, you know, just doing whatever. So, in a situation like that, if a fan, you know, fan said what he said, you know, they have all the right to say what they want to think, say what they want to say or think what they want to think, you know. That's how you just kind of play that situation.
Right. Well, take what you guys did in the second half right. and bring it to Detroit,
go
Antoine.
Go get the Lions this week, all right, Antoine?
That's the plan.
All right, man.
Thanks for coming on.
Good talking to you, bro.
All right.
Antoine Bethea, this player report. Antoine Bethea's report brought to you by Toyota Dear Driver. Hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.